is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next up, it's time for The Light of Nature with Brenda Hardwick, one of our newer hosts. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Brenda, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. This is Brenda. I am, my company is The Light of Nature, and it is my job to help everyone find their light and shine. Today, we are talking about engaging your angels to help deal. I am an angel communicator, so I see everyone's angels. We have a deal. They don't tell me what people need to know unless I have permission from the person. By your tuning in today, I have your permission. I have noticed over the last several weeks are dealing with heightened emotions. A lot of it has to do with what's going on in the stars and what's going on with the moon, the full moon and the new moon, and we had Lion's Gate portal open earlier this month, and there's just been a lot of chaos. But the bigger issue is that we are all just now beginning to come back outside to attend venues outside, concerts and picnics and family gatherings. All of this while there is still fear about the virus, its new mutation, and all of the fear around vaccines, the anger that people have, whether you believe it should be or you believe it shouldn't be, whatever your feelings are about how it happened, how it occurred, and your feelings about how other people are dealing with it when it doesn't agree with how you're dealing with it. Well, you know, all of that is very, very human. We rarely ever, as a group, two or more, all agree on anything, let alone something as disruptive and fearful as what we have dealt with this pandemic. I've heard stories that have horrified me about how people have reacted, and it's come to violence. And I know that this is not the normal recourse for most people to want to hurt, harm, or just make other people see it their way through a physical altercation. But that's what's begun to happen. 18 months of not being able to be around people hurt. It hurt all of us. The biggest thing I missed was hugs. And as much as I can talk to my angels, I can't really hug them, even though they've been here and they've been around and I've been able to talk to my angels all the time and every day. Those who are just waking up, and there have been a lot of people that are just realizing that, you know, maybe there is more. Maybe energy is a thing. Maybe it does make a difference. That can be totally and completely overwhelming because you don't get it. You don't understand. You don't understand why you know things, why you see things, why you hear things, why you feel things, why you can look at a person and know what's going to come out of their mouth next. Why you can be in a room with a person or with a group of people and know that somebody in here feels horrible and I can't fix it, but maybe I could listen. The emotions that I hear everyone dealing with are anger, pain, loneliness. I can't tell you how many folks have asked me, am I going to meet my special somebody? Well, yes. But we just spent 18 months not meeting anybody. And, you know, Zoom and FaceTime and Facebook and Skype and all of those things helped because you could connect energetically. But being human requires a little more than that on a consistent basis for us to feel and be who we're supposed to be. Now that we are able to get out a little more, the world has changed. Services, things that we used to be able to go and do, aren't always there anymore. There are a lot of businesses that just didn't survive. There are a lot of restaurants that didn't survive. So we have to find a new one. Well, that can be an adventure, but anger tends to be the thing that crops up instead. Oh, I've got to find someplace else to eat now. I've got to find someplace else to shop now. I've got to find someplace else to go and hear music. I just want to go have a glass of wine. And the place I used to do that isn't there anymore. Well, humans, we are resilient. We will bounce back from this. And your angels are there to help. I listen to people tell me often that they know their angels exist. They know they have them. They know they're up there. And they talk to them or they talk at them. But what I hear often from your angels is, you talk to me and you tell me, but you don't ask me for anything. The first gift that we were given in our humanness was the gift of free will. So that means that your angels, no matter how dire the situation they see you in, they can't just jump in and help. You have to ask. You have to ask. And for a lot of us, that's really, really hard to do, to ask, because most of us heard somewhere around the age of two, you don't need it. You don't need help. You can do this. I know you can do this. Well, yes, you can. And yes, we don't really have to ask for help. Do we need it? Oh, yeah. Because if you ask for help, easier. If you ask for help, it means another set of hands. It means another set of ideas that maybe you didn't think of or couldn't think of because you think one way and someone else thinks another. The angels operate the same way. If we don't ask, they have to sit and watch. They don't find joy in watching us suffer. Sometimes that is kind of comical, watching us suffer through our own thoughts and control issues of trying to get it done our way. Yeah, that's comical because, you know, after all, we are human. But they don't find joy in seeing us struggle. Ask for help. It doesn't have to be big stuff. It doesn't have to be only life-changing, monumental decisions. It can be anything. What are you going to have for breakfast? What are you going to have for dinner? What am I going to put on when I get up this morning? Who do I need to call first on my list of people I have to call today? I have found that if you ask for their help, and then continue with your normal routines, you'll be amazed at how some things just happen, how some explanations just show up out of nowhere, how sometimes something you didn't want to do suddenly disappears because the other person had something come up. So you didn't have to call and make an excuse about why you aren't, why you couldn't be there, because you never want to tell anybody, I just don't want to. Your angels to help, and they will. The majority of the emotions that we are all dealing with are all connected to fear. Anger is fear. Loneliness is fear. We don't want to be alone, physically alone. We don't. We need another person's presence. We need the presence of our pets, of the cats or dogs or birds or snakes or lizards or salamanders that we give names to, and then we provide their sustenance. Yes. We talk to them just like they're people. There's our children and significant others. If you have children, it's nice just to hear from them when they're grown. When they're little, as much trouble and anguish and anxiety as they cause you, if they weren't there, you would miss them because they help. And there's nothing like having that little one, however little or not little they are, come up and give you a hug just because they needed a hug too. Anger is an outlet all of us are dealing with in one way or another. Words have power. Most of us grew up with hearing sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I disagree. Words can be sharper than any stick and heavier than any stone cast. I do my utmost best to be careful about my words, because being aware, being connected with the angels, I know that when stuff flies out of my mouth that is not encouraging and has my ire and my frustration behind it, could cause some harm. Oh yeah, I'm human too. When the semi cuts you off, when the person in front of you is going 15 miles an hour slower than all the traffic around, when you go to pick something up and it slips through your fingers and it hits the floor or the table and shatters into a million pieces, and oh, clean that up now. The anger is connected to fear. Cleaning up the glass. Well, I was afraid I wouldn't get it all. It was a plate and it shattered. There were tiny slivers that I just couldn't see. And I went over with a broom, a vacuum, and then a wet mop. And less than an hour later, saw a piece of glass I missed. Spot that I went over three times. Loneliness is anger? I mean, loneliness is fear? Yes. Loneliness is fear. None of us want to be alone. We need someone to talk to, bounce ideas off of, even if sometimes that person doesn't agree with us, even if most of the time that person doesn't agree with us. Having someone to have a conversation with, and yes, even an argument, is important to being human. When you're in a situation where you are by yourself and you've been by yourself for a long time, being around people can be a shock. It's a shock to your system, physically and energetically and mentally and emotionally, because you haven't had to be anybody but you, for you, around you, by you. When I was younger, I heard it said that if you talk to yourself, you're crazy. Well, I've always disagreed with that, and as an adult, if someone catches me talking to myself, my answer has always been, well, I have to talk to somebody intelligent once in a while, and I think I'm pretty intelligent. But I also talk to my angels, and they'll let you know they heard you. All of the signs that they use, there's one they use for you. There's one that you always notice, even if you haven't quite connected it to your angels yet. My angels use feathers, and I have seen feathers in some of the weirdest places, places where I know there's no way there's a bird. There's no way there's anyone that has a bird. It's summer, so I know there's no down jacket. Where did that feather come from? Well, they're letting me know they heard what I said, what I thought, or what I was feeling. They're letting me know they're there to support. And that feather is also a reminder to ask them for help. They use shiny coins. They like dimes and pennies the most, but I wouldn't put it past them to use a quarter or a nickel. They might use bells. And I know I've said these things before, but I want to remind you, because we forget, especially when we're not in the moment. They might use a sound, a piece of music, a telephone ring, a television show song, you know, the opening song, the theme music. It'll be something that will evoke an emotion in you. They may use the angel numbers. If it will catch your attention, if it'll make you go, I wonder what that's about. And sometimes people just say, thank you. Go a little deeper than just thank you. Go into, what was I thinking when I saw that? Where was I standing when I saw that? What was I hearing? What sounds were there when those numbers showed up? Was I worried about being late and getting where I needed to go? Was I upset about something that happened this morning or last night? And they are acknowledging that they are here, they are present, and we can ask for their help. You ask yourself, what was I thinking? Or what am I supposed to get from that? And you come up with nothing. You know you can ask them about that, too. Okay, I saw 111 this afternoon. What was I supposed to get from that? 111. That was the time, 111. Well, what was I doing then? Okay, I was with several other people, and we were discussing the illness of someone else, and we were all concerned. 111, they heard us. They're listening. Maybe I'll send some love to that person that we were talking about. And being lonely. Yeah, you want to meet someone. You want to meet that significant other, that person that's here just for you. Have you done any work? Bring them in. Dealing with loneliness is difficult because most of us going through this pandemic, a whole lot of us never had to deal with that before. Loneliness. Decide what you want in that other person. Make your list. Yeah, make a list. Include what you do want. Include what you don't want. And that's the piece most of us forget. Because all of us women and all men, we're all made up of the same pieces and parts. It's just a matter of how much we each have that the other person has to deal with. So make your list. And then you fold it up. I always tell folks to stick it under your bed at heart level in the middle with a piece of rose quartz on top with the intent to draw the person to you. And then go back to working on yourself. And you can ask your angels for help with that too. Okay, angels, I need help with being able to look at me in a full-length mirror and say, I love you. That takes work. And yeah, all of us have pieces and parts we want to shift and change and make better. But can you say that you love you without looking away, without blinking, without looking down? And once you can do it with your clothes on, can you do it naked? Yeah, it takes work. It takes time. And that's okay. We're human. Nothing happens overnight. So work on you. Work on your space. Are you ready for the other person? What's the other side of your bed look like? Mine has a dog in it. That's not ready for another person. Some people have, that's where their bills are until they all get paid for the month. That's not ready for another person. These are just a few observations. Get yourself ready. It's not going to happen overnight. And then get yourself out there. Begin to go back out. Go to a party at a friend's house. Maybe you don't stay for 2 or 3 hours. Maybe you're only there for an hour, just long enough to say hello and get a taste. And then go to the next one. And then go see a play or go to a concert. Or go have a glass of wine with a girlfriend. She needs to get out too. Your angels are there to help you deal with everything. And all you have to do is ask. The things that you worry about, all of the things that you worry about. Worry is prayer backwards, remember? So if you're worrying about it, you're trying to figure out how to fix it. They can't help you because if you're going to try and do it, all on your own, they have to let you. Give it to them. Ask them to take care of it. They will do their best. Ask about everything. Someone said to me once, well, you know, if I am not able to figure out what I'm going to have for dinner and I have to ask for help with that, what does that say about the kind of person I am? Well, it says that you have the courage to ask for help with something simple. It doesn't take away from your being human because 30 seconds later, you'll do something to remind yourself of that. It doesn't say that you are weak, that you are weak-minded, and that you can't take care of yourself. If you make it to adulthood, you can take care of yourself. You know how to do that. Ask for a little help with a little decision to give yourself practice for asking for a big decision. Put your expectations of what that answer is going to look like aside. Because when you're asking, your angels are going to look after your highest and best good. Not just what you want because you want it. After all, they're there to take care of you. When talking to your angels, you can do it anywhere, anytime. Out loud is good, but if you aren't able to do that, in your head is okay. Whispering, that's okay. However you talk to them, talk to them. Tell them what you need. Tell them what you want. Tell them why. Yeah, they know because they see you and they know you. But when you're asking, details are good. They don't think like we do because they're not human. Even your guardians who used to be don't really remember what it's like to be human because it's so different on that other side. It's amazing what your angels can and will do if you let them. Do you have to be in any particular frame of mind to ask them for help? No. Any frame of mind you're in, they can handle. Is there any certain way you have to ask for help? No. They know we're human. They know how we are. They love us anyway. Hallelujah. That's awesome that we don't have to do any code switching, put on airs, or become someone else with our angels because they know who we are. They know how we are. They get it. And your angels get you. There's also a lot of pain and suffering going on. I have been reminded almost every day this past month that the pandemic and the coronavirus are not the only things people are dying from. Cancer is still taking people. Diabetes, people are still dealing with that. Just a common cold. People are coming down with those again. Because we're getting out again. And if you think about it, when it comes to viruses, we know the flu virus doesn't go away. It just goes to sleep for a little while and then wakes up again every fall. The pandemic was caused by a virus. We're not going to get rid of it. What we want to do is try and keep it from getting out of hand again. The fear that someone is trying to control you. Well, no human wants to be controlled. Even children who are hopefully controlled by their parents don't like it. It's part of our human nature. We want to be large and in charge all on our own, all by ourselves. But as an adult, you know it's not always like that. You can't always be in total control of yourself and of everything you do. If you have a job, someone controls when you get to work and when you get to leave and what you have to do when you get there. And it's not you. You might control how you do it, but that's probably about it. When you have to go shopping for groceries, you have two options now. You can go to the store and walk around and make your own choices. But you can't just walk out the door. You have to stop and pay for it. Or you can order online or by phone, and someone else shops for you. And then you either go and pick it up or they deliver it. If you go and pick it up, they give you a window of when it'll be ready and you can come and get it. Not under your control. If you order it and they deliver it, they give you a window of when they will get it to your house. Not under your control. People are complaining about the lack of services. Well, there are a lot of people that lost jobs because the employers couldn't pay them to be off work for 3.5-4 months. There are a lot of businesses that closed because they couldn't afford to tread water while waiting for things to open up again. There are people that are riding the wave because there was help put into place so that people could eat and pay rent. And that help finally is going to end soon, and folks will go back to work. Rather than be angry about something you cannot control, take a couple of steps in their shoes. What would you do if you had someone paying you while you were at home and it didn't end until after everything was getting going again? It's inconvenient right now and it sucks. But we'll make it through that. And there's no sense in getting angry about it. It's not just us. The same things are happening all over the world because everybody had to slow down even if they didn't shut down. It's going to take time to recover, and we will recover. Will it be different? Yes. Do you have to do it all by yourself? No. Your angels can and will help. They are waiting for you to call. They are waiting. There's nothing more frustrating and disappointing for me, a person who can see everyone's angels. There's nothing more disappointing than to walk into a room, a space, whether it's the grocery store or a department store or a venue where people are gathered, and see all the angels sitting or standing with their hands folded, waiting, because nobody's asking for help. That's very sad to me. It means that we're all working and toiling, trying to do it all by ourselves. When if we asked for some help, things would be smoother. Things would be a bit easier. Is it going to make everything go like butter? No. We are still human. We are still in the 3D world. And what you do affects what others do, and vice versa. And we all have free will. That's why I say they do the best they can. But give them the chance. Ask. Okay. Now, I'm not sure how many listeners I've got, but I want to bring everyone down to a calm point. So I'm going to do just a little meditation. So wherever you're sitting, if you're standing, please sit. I don't want you to fall over. Make sure you've got nothing crossed, no fingers, no hands, no feet, no legs. This is so that your energy can flow without running into a beaver dam. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through pursed lips. Do that again. And out. One more time. Breath in. And out. We're going to go and get your cord. This is your cord that connects your spirit, your soul, to your physical body. Its point of origin is at the base of your tailbone. We're going to take it and make it as wide as your hips. And then you're going to grab it at the bottom and pull down through your legs, past your knees, through your calves, out your feet. And 12 inches below your feet is your Earth Star Chakra. We're going to take your cord and wrap it around. Now, your cord can also be made of anything you want. Silver, gold, spaghetti, pizza boxes, whatever makes you happy. And once it's wrapped, then your Earth Star Chakra sends a cord down to connect to Gaia's heart, Mama Earth's center. Once that connection is made, we're going to follow your cord back up. Mom, back up. When you get to your feet, Mother Earth wraps her roots and tendrils around your feet to hold you fast. Take a deep breath in and out. Now we finish going back up, back to your tailbone where we started. And now you're going to grab the top and we're going to go up. Go up through your primary chakra. Leaving that open, you go up through your sacral chakra. Leaving that open, you go up through your navel chakra. Going up, go through your solar plexus chakra. Leaving them all open, we go into your heart. We're going to pause here, take a deep breath in, and out. And now we continue going upwards through your throat chakra, leaving that open. And go up through your third eye, leaving that open. And go out through your crown, leaving the crown open. You shift to the back of your head, just slightly, and go through your causal chakra. Leaving that open, we come back to the center, and we go 6 inches above your head through your soul star chakra. And leaving that open, we go 18 inches above your head, out your stellar gateway. And once we get outside there, out your stellar gateway, look for the hands of the Creator. And you lay the other end of your cord in the Creator's hand. The Creator holds fast. Take a deep breath in. And out. And now we're going to come back down, following your cord. Go through your stellar gateway, through your soul star, back through the causal, back through your crown, back through your third eye, back through your throat, and back into your heart where it will settle. Take a deep breath in and out. Now, I can feel that everyone is much calmer. I'd like to go ahead and open it up for any calls we have.
Hi, Brenda. The lines actually don't seem to be working for us today. So there we are.
All right. So, what I will tell you is if you have a specific question, you can always leave me a message either on my News for the Soul page, or you can go to my website, The Light of Nature, and send me a message there, thelightofnature.com. I know that there are questions. I will tell you that most of the time when we ask for help, we ask for things that are the instead of A, meaning that in order to get to D, A, B, and C have to be done first. So most of what we ask is not like a flip of a switch and it's done. There are things that have to happen before it. Divine order still rules. So even when you think that you are in total control and that you're doing everything, you're kind of not. You can't jump off of the diving board if you don't climb up the ladder. You can't get to the top of a mountain unless you drive or climb, or you still have to get there. Remember that. Try not to be discouraged when you don't get an answer right away. Maybe there's something else that has to happen first. Maybe there's something that you do have to do first for yourself before it happens. There's nothing like asking for something, having it happen, and then realizing that, ooh, you messed up because you didn't think about all of the details, the consequences, and all of the ripple effect that might happen when it occurs. There's no such thing as wrong or bad. Everything, even if it's unpleasant, there's a lesson in it to be learned. And sometimes things happen just for that. We strive for and want to work in and be in the light. That's what we want to be. That's where we want to be. But light doesn't exist without dark, and dark doesn't exist without light. The age of Aquarius, the rise of the divine feminine, is about balance, and that's what you go for, balance. You work in the light. You target the light. You call in the light. And you balance the darkness that comes with it, because one can't exist without the other. And please don't forget to ask for help in dealing with everything. Being human is not easy. They know that. That's why they want to help. There are places that you can go, your mind. Meditation helps. I'm not good at meditating. I can walk someone else through a meditation like I just did, yeah. But when I sit down to do myself, yeah, not so much. So don't beat yourself up for that either. My mind is all over the place when I try and calm it down. So when I meditate, I keep pen and paper next to me so that I can at least acknowledge all that stuff that floats through. I'll take care of it later. It's usually the stuff I've forgotten or forgotten about, and that's okay. Have a focus when you quiet your mind. And then look for your answers. Talking to your angels and prayer, that's how we ask. How we get our messages, looking, listening with your heart, being open with your mind, meditating so that you can let your mind be open to get the messages. Even if it's just a minute or three. Three's about my limit. Give them a chance to get the message to you. Pay attention. That's what they're trying to do, is get your attention. All right. I've given you my website, thelightofnature.com. I also have two meetups every month. The second Friday of every month, angels and other guides. It is at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. So if you are from Central or Eastern Time and you join in, let me know that when you register. I'll make sure your angels let you go first, so that if you need to bail, you can. And then the fourth Monday of every month, so that was just yesterday, is the Angel Power Hour. It also begins at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. I run them till 10. the angels and other guides, I always have a guest healer. I've had mediums work with me the last 2 months. I have an intuitive energy healer that's going to work with me in September. I'd love to see some of you come in. Hear some of what your angels want you to hear. You can get to the registration on my meetup, same name, the Light of Nature Meetup. If you would like a full session, you can sign up for that on my website. I also teach two Seraphic Wisdom classes, the Love and Faith class, which is 22 attunements to the Seraphic energy, the Seraphim. Seraphim are the high angels. The other class is Birth of the New Avalon, Canada, the Land of Dreams is Awakening. This class is 45 attunements. With the first class, you become a practitioner of Seraphic Wisdom. With the second class, you become a New Earth Guardian. If you go to my website, you can read about what those are, and if something resonates with you, let me know. Register for the class. I'm teaching them once a month, every month, because that's what the angels told me I needed to do. It's a commitment. It's going to be a day, and you can attend either in person or through Zoom, so it doesn't matter where you are. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to having you join me again next month, the fourth Tuesday of every month, with the Light of Nature on the News for the Soul podcast.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.